Paddy?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
All right, hang on.
Thanks, mate.
Right, 15 Station Road, is it?
That's right.
Do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
Here we go. Yes, I've been blind since birth. No, it's not curable. Yes, I can use my phone. It sounds like a robot. No, I don't have superhuman senses. And no, I've never met Stevie Wonder or the nice blind man off Radio 4. Actually, I did meet him. He was nice.
No, I was just going to ask you what aftershave you're wearing. It's very floral.
Yeah, well, I ran out of mine, so I had to borrow my sister's. I've got an interview, so I can't go in raw dog smelling of nothing, can I?
Raw dog?
Yeah. I'm actually a bit nervous, so I wouldn't mind a bit of quiet time looking over my notes, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Got you, lad. Understood loud and clear.
Great. Thanks.
I bloody love job interviews, me. I remember my first like it were yesterday.
Do you?
Yeah, it was for a job loading soft toys in a claw machine at the arcade. I got me arm caught in it on day one. I was stuck there for 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
Punters didn't stop playing it, though. A couple of times, they got me index finger with the grabber and tried to yank me out. Oh, Blackpool, it's a magical place.
Wow, that's great.
So where's this job, then? Casino?
No, why? Why would you say that?
No reason, just a bit of a jazzy shirt.
Is it? It's not supposed to be jazzy. What does it look like?
Well, you can see it's... right, yeah, sorry.
It's supposed to be giving professional, is it not giving professional?
Sure, yeah. If you work in a casino.
What colour is it?
Sort of stone.
I don't know what that means. Grey, red, brown?
Yeah, it's just like a stone, you know, with a jazzy, stony pattern.
Oh, stop saying stone. Right, that's it. Call Maxine.
Calling Maxine.
Ooh, I heard the robot voice. Hey, it's very quick.
Oh, my blind friends all take the piss out of how slow it is.
What do you want, bro?
What colour shirt am I wearing?
Paddy, it's 5 a.m.
No, it's not. It's 9:30.
How should I know what colour it is?
I came into your room before I left and asked you what colour it was.
That was you. I thought that was my sleep paralysis demon again.
Shirt, colour, what is it?
Kind of like timber? With like... swirls.
What does that mean?
It's kind of like stone.
I only know 7 colours. Just pick one of them.
Paddy, you'll be fine. I've seen you in way uglier shirts.
Well, here we are. We've arrived.
I gotta go, Max.
It's a lovely shirt. You'll do great in that interview. What did you say the job was again?
It's in media marketing.
Because the address is for a bowling alley.
What?
Well, it's a nice bowling alley, but you definitely put in the right Station Road, didn't you?
What, there's more than one?
Oh, there's a flipping ocean of them out there, lad. Hang on, let me check. Yeah, here's the one you want. It's, I hate to break it to you, lad, but that's on the other side of town. Oh, sorry. Forgot to silence my phone. My wife got me one of them silly ringtones for my birthday, and right. I can't bloody change it. I got her a £400 watch, but that's by the by.
Right, so how long is this going to take?
At least another 30 minutes.
Oh, that's fine.
What, seriously? No offence, but I thought you'd be freaking out, given how you went when I said your shirt were the colour of dust.
Hold on, I thought it was stone.
Don't start that again, lad. Aren't you worried about the time?
Oh, no. It's all right to be late when you're blind.
Really?
Well, not really, but that's what I tell people anyway. If we've got 30 minutes, I'm way more relaxed now. I actually have time to go over my notes.
Oh, fantastic. You sit back and I'll get you there as soon as possible.
Oh, great. Actually, no, never mind.
No, go on, what is it?
If we're going to be late anyway, do you think we can stop for a smoothie?
A smoothie?
Yeah, it's kind of a tradition I have before stressy meetings. I have a nice smoothie, get in the zone.
Yeah. Well, smoothie does sound good, but... No, we probably shouldn't risk it.
Yeah, no, it would be a bad idea.
Yeah. 2 mango and passion fruit smoothies, 1 cappuccino, and, go on then, a donut.
Yes, Frank!
I'm supposed to be on a diet. I'm going to an Elvis convention next month, and I don't fit in the white jumpsuit as it is, but come to think of it, he was rather large at the end.
Here, use my card.
No, hey, my treat. You just focus on that interview.
Oh, cheers. That's really...
Video call from Mum.
Oh, brilliant. Hang on. Hey, Mum. I'm just in the waiting room for this interview.
You are not, Patrick. I'm watching your dot on Find My Friends.
Oh, skating over the civil liberties violation there.
You're at a drive-thru, like some kind of American trucker. Have you really got time for that? What time does your interview start?
Has he seen the traffic on the A road?
Your dad wants a word.
Paddy, have you seen the traffic on the A road?
Oh, guys, it's fine. I've got a good driver.
Hello.
Is that a smoothie? Alan, look, he's got a smoothie. Can you really be affording that with no job?
Mum!
If you don't get this job, you'll have to move back in with us and there will be no drive-through smoothies in my house, I can tell you.
Oh, leave him alone, Denise. He'll be fine.
He's got his jazzy shirt on.
See? I told you it was jazzy.
Patrick, why do I keep getting notifications inviting me to play a candy game? Is my phone being hacked?
Oh my God, you guys, I have to go. Okay. Be honest with me, Frank. Should I go back home and change this shirt?
No, don't be silly, lad.
You say that, but it's clearly a very bad shirt. What's worse, being quite late in a horrible shirt or really late in a great shirt?
Ooh, is this like one of those if a tree falls in a forest questions?
I'm serious. I'm taking it off right now.
Pull yourself together. The shirt doesn't matter. You're a nice young lad. Any media market thingy-ma-jimmy bob would be lucky to have you, whatever you're wearing. Let's just get you there, eh?
You're right. Forget the shirt. I can do this.
Let's go! Okay, now we need to change your shirt. Sorry, that drive back was a nightmare. Your dad's right, the A road is chocker.
Where's Maxine? What's taking so long?
Okay, don't panic. But there's a shady-looking woman coming past. Looks like she might rob us.
Oh, yeah, that's her.
Right, two shirts to choose from, like you asked. Dark blue or chartreuse?
Dark blue.
Okay, full disclosure, I dropped that one in the stairway and it landed in what I'm pretty sure is sick.
Fine, chartreuse.
Excellent choice.
Max, thank you. You're a lifesaver.
Aw, you're welcome. That'll be £7.50.
What?
I came down two flights of stairs and went into your wardrobe. Mm-hmm. I do not do unpaid labour, Paddy.
Right, I have to go. Bye now. Frank, drive!
I've sent you a payment, Liv.
Aw, she seems nice. I used to live with my sister too, but we had a terrible falling out over it in the beans.
Uh-huh.
Dead now, of course. Anyway, you get that shirt on. And we should be there by 12.
What, 12?
Oof, with the bridge closing and the traffic, maybe 12:30.
That's 2.5 hours late.
Well, you said people don't mind.
Not even I can get away with that.
Sorry. I swore I put that on mute.
Oh, Frank, what's the point of even going to this interview? I'm not going to get the job, am I? Can't even turn up on time.
I won't hear another word of this, Paddy. This is your dream job. You deserve happiness. I'm getting you there if it's the last thing I do.
What? Seriously? You'd do all that for me?
Yeah! Also, if you cancel this job, I have to do an airport run with a city arsehole who makes me listen to podcasts about the manosphere.
Oh, I don't know, Frank. Would it be that bad if I don't get this job?
Didn't your mum say if you don't get it, you'll have to move back in with them?
Step on it, Frank. No offence, Frank, but is this the fastest you can go?
I'm doing 22 in a 20, lad. We're living on the edge here.
Okay. I'm going to call the company to let them know I'm running late.
Good thinking. That's the sign of a good media gubbins right there.
Please leave a message after the tone.
No. Voicemail. I'm not good at... Hi! It's Paddy Berman here. I'm blind and I have, well, had an interview at 10 a.m. And I'm running slightly late. I'm blind, did I mention that? And I'm just being blind. I was actually in a bit of a car crash.
What?
Not like a really bad one, but you know, definitely a crash.
Unbelievable.
The good news is, despite that, I'm on my way. Okay, see you soon. Love you, bye.
Love you?
Yeah, let's just skate over that.
Shall we also skate over the car crash bit too?
I panicked. 2.5 hours. Being blind's not enough.
I suppose it's fine. It's not like they're going to examine the car.
Oh God, what if they examine the car? Frank, do you think you could orchestrate a small but significant car crash?
No.
It doesn't have to be a bad one. Just a little scrape or a dent. Maybe I could take a swing out of my cane. You know, just to really sell the lie we told.
We?
Yeah, Frank, we. You can't back out of this now.
I'll tell you what, I'll wobble the wing mirror a bit out of place. That's the best I can do.
A wing mirror wobble? Who's 2.5 hours late because of a wing mirror wobble? It needs to be big, Frank. Ideally something that would make the local news.
Why don't we say it was such a bad crash we had to go via the repair shop to get a new bumper?
But the bumper won't look new, will it?
Yeah, to be fair, the bonnet is covered in bird business.
Business?
Okay, fine. We replaced the bumper, but as we were coming out of the garage, mm-hmm. we got hit by a flock of geese.
What kind of geese?
Canadian.
Why would there be a flock of low-flying Canadian geese by the garage off the ring road? There's no waterfowl habitat for miles, Frank. This story is falling apart.
It is not. Bird strikes are a thing.
I really think it would be easier if we just drove into a wall.
Hey, I'm not...
We've reached your destination.
What? We're here?
Yeah, in record time too. Looks like a fancy office.
Okay. Here we go. Can you come and help me find reception, please?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
We might have to run, though. I am parked incredibly illegally.
I'm here. Interview. Paddy Berman. Blind. 10 a.m. On the phone. Bit late. Sorry.
All right. I see.
Car crash. There was a bird strike. Flock of geese.
Flock of geese?
It happens. I saw it on the Discovery Channel. It's a thing.
Did you say Paddy Berman?
Yeah. At 10 a.m.
Let me check. Ah, here we go. Interview with the team for Paddy Berman, 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
That's right.
Wait, so I'm not late. I'm here a day early.
That's right. And it's also on Zoom.
Oh, unbelievable.
Sorry, you haven't had too much trouble getting here, have you?
Oh, I was no bother at all. Thanks. We'll be off then. Let's go.
Hang on. Good to see you. I haven't run since 1982. What a stitch.
Good luck for tomorrow. I love the shirt, by the way.
Well,
Frank, I'm so sorry. I've wasted your whole morning.
Waste? This is the most fun I've had in years.
What, even when I tried to total your car?
Except that.
Yeah.
I should drive you more often.
I'd like that.
Come on, let's get you home, lad.
Well, I've got a free afternoon now. Fancy going bowling?
Sure. I know a place, but they won't let you in with that shirt.
You've Got Braille is a Hattrick production made in collaboration with the Royal National Institute of Blind People. It was written by Rhys Finnegan and Jack Bernhardt and starred Rhys Finnegan, Steve Pemberton, Chloe Petz, Alison Steadman, Martin Trenneman and Namisha Odedra. The director was Sophie Rose Werger and the producers were Nick Coop and Claire Broughton. Studio engineers were Pete Rowe and Matt Bainbridge. Original music, Oliver Edwards Cave. Edit, mix and sound design, John Wakefield. For RNIB, the executive producers were Yvonne Milne and Susanna Kingham. If you or someone you know needs help or support with sight loss, RNIB are here for you. Call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Though we can't help with low-flying Canadian geese. Sorry, Frank.